This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, that was fast. Hour number one went so quickly. This is hour number two. Captain John Reagan. Captain John Reagan?
Well, I want to quickly talk about the employment report from last week. We're not going to have time to get to the actual information, so I've provided the links. You probably heard that they lowered the unemployment rate down to 4.6%. Mm-hmm. What they're not telling you is they took nearly 500,000 people out of the workforce to do that. And the multiple job holders of part-time jobs went up. And that's in the what they're calling the fake news. Now, in the real fake news, they're saying that the economy is fixed. So, you know, Obama's fixed everything so that anything that happens from here on is Trump's fault. That's how they're setting things up in the mainstream media.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be delightful not hearing his voice very much, you know, just getting him out of the news, so we just don't have to look at his picture, don't have to hear his voice. I'm looking forward to him playing golf and more golf and just not causing any more problems. Wouldn't that be fun? Just have him just go on vacation and not have to see or hear much of him anymore. Wouldn't that be great?
There's talk about him starting his own TV show.
In his own business. I mean, yeah, I was thinking about, this guy is brilliant. Here we have a community organizer who's going to start his own TV show in his own business. You know, it's kind of like Hillary Clinton. The only reason I think people tolerated her and gave her money is because of her political clout. And, you know, so what does Barry bring to the, who would want to watch Barry? I mean, what would he possibly bring to the table that would want us to watch or pay attention to him or his business? I can't think of anything. I really can't. Other than to watch, you know, a flop.
For the hour two links, I meant to get to this last week, and somehow I left it off the list. I've got it labeled criminal left. And, you know, when you look at what's going on in America and the divide we have, and you look at the rhetoric and the actions that are taken, and I haven't found the, I guess there's a link in there that gets back to the study. It divides the link between criminal behavior, which includes violence, and your political ideology. So the categories are very conservative, middle, liberal, and very liberal. And it turns out very conservative through middle don't really exhibit criminal behavior. The liberal goes up a bit, and the very liberal is just, four times the amount positive as the very conservative is negative on this chart. So, you know, when you see the violence, we've seen this in the past too. Much of that's coming from these hardcore leftists. We've seen it with communism and socialism and all the other leftist isms. And now we have a scientific study showing that as well.
So, John, are we saying that if someone is really, really liberal, we should, if we're around them, we should hold on to our wallet? Is that what we're saying?
it may even be worse than that. I guess this helps explain, too, why they feel the way they do about conservatives, because they're just projecting the way they are on everybody else. So the violence and, the destruction that they cause, they're really mirroring what's inside them. Mm-hmm. When you've got these, you hear the liberals say, you shouldn't have guns because of the violence. It's because, they're the ones that would be using them the wrong way, not the responsible people.
Yeah, like the Clintons wanting to control guns, ultimately ban them from We the Villagers. Just type in Clinton, comma, Arkansas, Clinton, comma, murder, Clinton, comma, death. And you'll see that a lot of stories about people who have died as friends of the Clintons. Kyle in Montana, welcome. You're on with Captain John Reagan.
Yeah, good morning, Vince and John. These 2 hours are going by so fast, I decided I'd call in real quick before they got over. I was wondering, have you noticed, John, that for the first time in 8 years, about 3 or 4 days ago, I actually heard the mainstream news mention that they had taken this 500 million people off the roll for the unemployment rate, and that's why it dropped. It's the first time in 8 years I've heard that. Was maybe about it was 3 or 4 days ago.
I had not seen that in the mainstream.
Yeah, I just heard it on Fox News. I couldn't believe it. That was just, it was stunning to me. But anyway, I was wondering, John, I didn't know if you was going to get to it, and I'll ask this question and then hang up and listen. But on Truth Frequency Radio, X Squared program is called it. The guy that runs it is called Brooks Agnew. But anyway, he come up with this information that they're still pushing for a no-fly zone in Syria, fixing to try and to start World War III before Trump can take office.
Yeah, I saw the legislation on that, and it's probably not a 0% possibility, but I don't see that ratcheting up in the time that's left.
Okay.
Because what it's calling for is a study so that the president could issue this no-fly zone, and that just wouldn't be able to be done in the number of weeks we have left.
Okay. I was wondering also if you had heard about that House Bill 34, I think it is, about the psychiatric drugs and mandatory, that they have a designation in there for the mandatory vaccinations of people with that you're considered. If you're against being vaccinated or anything like that, they put you in this category, and now where you can be forced vaccinated.
Now, I know that there's been some legislation introduced. I haven't had a chance to dive into the details, but that's what they're trying to do. And we did have a discussion, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, that much like they showed on The Last Ship, they're looking at making viruses infective so that it can be spread around and they don't even have to give you a shot. So
right, John. Thanks. I'll hang up, let you get going. It's a couple of hours over.
Thanks very much, Kyle. You know, John, who are these people who are telling us that we have to take unknown potions with that we don't even see the labels on by people we don't know, you know, injecting them into our bloodstream? Who are these people? It's totally unacceptable, and I'm not taking them. I mean, I am not going to take... no one's going to inject me with my permission. And if I have any control, I will absolutely make sure that that does not happen. I would consider that a threat against my life. And if someone wants to inject our family, I would consider that a threat against our family's life. And when we're threatened, we can respond with force in the state of Missouri. So keep that in mind, class, that I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying that if someone's coming at me with a needle and I don't know what's in it and it's not with my permission, I would consider that a death threat. Very much as if someone is coming at me with a knife or a screwdriver, you know, ready to stab me. I would consider those all threats against my life, and I will act appropriately.
Let's just review quickly some things we've covered prior. There was that study that had to come out with a correction and say that it's the liberals that are mentally ill. We've also talked about how the psychopaths and sociopaths are in the leadership of government and corporations. We've seen from the WikiLeaks emails the satanic nature, at least in the Democrat leadership, and I'm sure most of the Republican is in that category too. And if it's allowed to come out, I think we're going to see a wave, not just for the United States, but in, you know, the political leadership throughout the world, this pedophilia and likely even child sacrifice.
Tomorrow we're going to have... Tomorrow we're going to have... I don't even know how to describe this. We are going to announce a theory on this broadcast that will shock a lot of us. And let me leave it at that. But it has to do with vaccinations. And I think it's well thought out. And I think there's a lot of merit to it. And we'll be talking more about vaccinations tomorrow. And why? And why would the elite want to make sure that everyone's vaccinated? That's coming up tomorrow. Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, about these vaccines, there's a website. I just posted it on USA Prepares. It's called National Vaccine Information Center. And there's a post that says current 31 doses of 12 federally recommended vaccines, no exemptions. Current Virginia law requires minor children attending public or private daycare centers or schools, as well as homeschooled children, to receive up to 31 doses of federally recommended vaccines administered according to the CDC childhood vaccine schedule, unless parents submit, number one, a statement from a state-licensed physician or nurse practitioner that one or more of the required vaccines would be detrimental to the health of the child, or, number two, signed affidavit from a parent that one or more of the required vaccines conflicts with religious tenets or practices. In order to grant a medical vaccine exemption, HB 1342 would force doctors and nurse practitioners to adhere to a narrow federal vaccine contraindications that include 99.99% of children from vaccine exemptions. And it would force parents to violate their conscience by denying a religious belief vaccine exemption, including cases where a child has already suffered a vaccine reaction, has been disabled, or who has a sibling who's been injured or died after being vaccinated. And it says that only 1% of Virginia children have vaccine exemptions now. Pretty serious stuff. And so these people are determined to make sure that we are jabbed with their potions and concoctions and chemicals, even to our known detriment. And seriously, do you know anyone who has gotten a vaccination who has not had a reaction to it, a serious reaction? Do you know anyone? Let me just ask you that question.
Well,
so I'm not taking one.
You can, especially for, you know, small numbers of it, but, you know, the Amish don't have the autism problem. They don't do vaccines. And it would be great if they'd repeal the law that Reagan signed back in 86 that made it to where you cannot sue vaccine companies for adverse reactions. That's why you see all these lawsuits against certain pharmaceuticals when they find out how much damage they're doing, but you never see one about vaccines. And I think it's high time we change that back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it would be nice to hold politicians individually responsible for their actions so that they would not be immune from litigation or prosecution. That would be great. Can you imagine? They'd actually have to behave and do the right thing. What's next?
Now, this one probably should be categorized under button pushers, where the money goes. Senator Lankford, the junior senator from Oklahoma, released a publication, and then there's a link in the article where you can get that PDF detailing 100 ways. And, of course, that's just a few examples of government waste. One of the good ones is the National Science Foundation invested more than $412,000 in research on a paper arguing that glaciers are best studied using feminist theories.
Yeah, absolutely. Outrageous. That's just one, right?
That's just one. It's, you know, while we have to make decisions on, you know, on our budget, on, you know, and in some cases between heat and eat, you know, the federal government doesn't have that restriction. They'll spend what they want to.
Can you share some more with us? I'm downloading this page, and I'm on page 2 of 154.
Multiple grants totaling $500,000 to find the connection between religion, politics, and cemeteries in 12th century Iceland.
That sounds like it makes great reading. I can't wait for the movie to come out. Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back. We're at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and...
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve. A revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, what's next?
I've got Diamonds Power Forever. A little play on the diamonds are forever. Turns out that they've found a way to take some radioactive material and mesh it with man-made diamonds and create a battery that lasts for 5,000 years. And when you start thinking about the low-power computers that we've talked about that could last for years on a AA battery, combine it with a diamond radioactive battery that can last for thousands of years. You know, the ways those could be used for surveillance, both inside and outside the body, are amazing. And may even go a step further. We just talked about a few weeks ago about using diamonds to store data. So it's getting very, very interesting in the data world.
And were you going to talk about that combination of memory and a resistor?
Well, we'll be getting to that.
Where,
guess we could go ahead and pull that one up now. Dawn of the memristor age. The
memory and a resistor.
Yeah. We've been using transistors for computers, and basically what those are, they're switches. You know, you can think about it like the light switch, on, off, and you cram millions of those on a chip, and then there's the logic involved, and it's pretty straightforward. But the memristor is a bit different. It was conceptualized in 1971. But now Hewlett-Packard built the first one in 2008, and it's starting to get to the point where we may see computers based on them by around 2020. And instead of working with electrons, they're working with ions. And this gets to be quite interesting when you consider some of the things that we've talked about with the quantum computers. With the transistor, like I said, the switch, so it's the binary mode. It's on or off. The memristor can have several states, so it can be 0, 1, or something in between. And it may not be the infinite number of in-betweens that the quantum computers have, but it would be a number of different states, which could allow for some interesting increases in computing power into a smaller space, which is just what we need, right? And just one more thing. Down under the headline where it says the race is on, simply called the machine. And I thought that was interesting because if you watch Person of Interest, what do they call that super artificial intelligence? The machine.
Mm-hmm. The reason I mentioned this memory resistor or the device we're talking about is because it sounds like it can, instead of on or off, as you mentioned, it can have these values in between, like 1/4 or 1/2 or 3/4 or 100%. The whole. And then you combine that with the diamond nuclear battery. Now you've got a way more powerful potential for computing with the memory resistor and the potential for, you know, darn near infinite life expectancy. 5,000 years is a long time. Planet may not be around 5,000 more years, you know, the way we're damaging it. So these evil people are probably pretty excited about using the technology of this memory resistor and this nuclear waste diamond battery for even more tracking and spying and invading our lives until we've had enough.
Let me throw another level on top of there. You know, there's been talk about using DNA for computation, and with the DNA, it's kind of like having a a double bit because you've got the A, C, T, and G molecules that make up the DNA. So you've, instead of the choice of 0 or 1 that the computer has, you have a choice of 4 values as you're reading the DNA strand. Well, instead of using DNA, if you use one of these memristors that just has those options, you know, 1/4, 1/2, 3/4, and 1, you can now do all those DNA-type calculations just using the electronics instead of having to go to the biology and having to read it.
Quite frightening as the possibilities. Okay.
And again, it's one of those exponential things, so that the more options you have to put that into, the quicker that chart, you know, the hockey stick you see goes up. So it's again, interesting and frightening.
You know, yesterday I was thinking about the complexities of life, and I've been talking with some of our instructors. They're saying, boy, everything's getting more complicated. Everything's getting harder to do, more complicated. Everything. I'm not exaggerating. Everything I work on is more complicated. It takes me longer than it should. And I was thinking, how would life be different if Bill Gates hadn't released his operating system, DOS, and eventually Windows? And how different would life be without Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, without the Apple I computer, then the Apple II computer, and then the Mac, and then the Mac operating system, and the natural evolution into smaller and smaller and smaller, faster, 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 now where we have computers on our, you know, on our phones, those of us who have them. How different would life be? And, you know, I long for the years of the 1950s, where we just played nicely together. We weren't beating up each other and spying on our neighbors, and we didn't have all of this strife. It was really kind of nice. And so I've got to place a lot of the blame for what has happened on Apple, Verizon, Microsoft, and the likes of those companies who have gotten in bed with the government to build backdoors, secret compartments, secret access, storage of information in smaller and smaller and smaller places, even though many of these companies might have thought they were doing a good thing at one time. They absolutely had to realize they were in bed with evil. They had to realize it. And so I hold them with blame and accountable, at least in my opinion. What's next?
Well, if you think Sodom and Gomorrah were bad, what's on the way is going to be even more disgusting. I've got an article out of the Daily Mail about sex robots that would let couples have threesomes without getting emotionally attached. And as bad as that is, you know, combine it with the virtual reality where you can basically have sex with a person that looks however you want them to look. And in fact, you could probably have a sex robot that would switch back and forth between being male and female. Just totally disgusting on where this is going.
Who thinks this stuff up? This is absolutely nuts. And class, why don't we just bypass this whole thing about this sex with robots? And why don't these companies just say, let's forget this step. Let's go to the implant. So you don't have to have sex with robots anymore. We'll go right to, you're just thinking you're having sex. Just plug in, set your dial to whatever that setting is, and then now you believe you're having sex with whomever. Just forget the reality of it and just make it all an illusion. Plug in that or do it wirelessly. Have that implant in your brain and have that signal sent from your computer that you are having sex, and there you go. This is crazy. absolutely crazy.
And just to put the biblical aspect into it, you know, it gets beyond the Old Testament rule of the physical act. It's like Jesus talked about, if you've thought about it, if it's in your heart, you're guilty of it. So it doesn't matter that it's a robot. It's still taking you into that area of sexual immorality.
Wouldn't it be interesting to know how the people who create these machines think politically? Are they liberal? Are they leftist? Or not? It'd be nice to know.
And again, it's going to be interesting as more and more of the emails come out, just how sickening the sexual appetites are before getting to robots.
Yeah. Just look at Barney Frank.
Well, let's go from a different type of disgusting. Credit cards can be hacked in just 6 seconds. Turns out the way that they generate numbers, hackers can figure out all the details using multiple computers, and it's quite as frighteningly easy to carry out.
We're talking about hacking a credit card account number within 6 seconds, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Captain John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 Steel Core Body Armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, C-A-T-I-armour.com. Come and take it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I think RKshows.com has set a record. December 10 and 11, there are six gun shows that they're hosting. Oklahoma City in Oklahoma, Knoxville, Tennessee, Germantown, Tennessee, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Marietta, Georgia, Topeka, Kansas. That's Oklahoma City, Knoxville, Tennessee, Germantown, Tennessee, Colorado Springs, Marietta, Georgia, and Topeka, Kansas. That's December 10 and 11. Also, they've got an upcoming preparedness event. That's in Pensacola, Florida, December 17 and 18. December 17 and 18. John, you were talking about the six-second credit card number hack. Please continue.
And basically, because of the way the Visa payment system works, if you couldn't do this with a single website, you have to go to multiple websites and then put all the information together, and that's how this hack works. But it lets them get the card number, the expiration date, and the security code for any Visa, credit, or debit card. And there's no real way to protect yourself on this.
Now, John, do they physically have to get can they do this all remotely? Can they just type in a person's number and get that card?
All remotely, because what they're doing is the first few digits identify the card type and bank. And there's also some digits in there that are checksum, so you can actually have a very low number, relatively speaking, guessing the account number. And, of course, the more digits you start off with, the less time this would take. But expiration date, those typically only go out a few years, and most of the time it's within a year or two, so those are not a lot of combinations. And then the security code's only 3 digits, so there's only 1,000 possible combinations on that. So computers can be trying these out on many different websites. And as, like I say, as it goes through and fails and knows which ones don't work and finally gets down to the point where it has the valid information, and with today's computers, it can be done in 6 seconds.
John, in, on the financialstateoftheunion.com in the news tab, for today's resources, you've got a link under the financial section called Underwater for Life. Would you mind if we discuss that? That is absolutely the most horrifying piece of news I've seen financially for those of us who purchase automobiles new with a loan. Absolutely unbelievably frightening.
Sure. Let me just quickly talk about the man-machine interface, the last one under hour two. Life is based on carbon. Computers are based on silicon. Well, they've now got bacteria that binds silicon and carbon together. And I love this quote from Nobel Prize-winning chemist at Cornell. Poor silicon, abundant in the earth, but rejected by the biosphere for its wondrous evolutionary tinkering. You know, the technocrats are just totally disgusting. And the underwater for life. Cars have been going up, and the cash for clunkers, made everything worse because it got rid of a lot of nice used cars, which forced us to go more and more to the high tech cars with more spy tech in them. And because the cars are so expensive, you have to go into longer periods pay off, and you end up with a negative equity balance, and now those negative equity balances are being rolled into new car purchases. And
so that means that if you're going to trade your car in, you're going to owe money typically. Typical trade-ins have a trade-in balance negative almost $5,000. So you trade that new car in for a newer car, a brand new one, and your dealer says, okay, it's only going to cost you $5,000 to get rid of your just-purchased new car. It's unbelievable. That's if you want to read about it, it's at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. News tab. John Reagan, thanks so much.
I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.